Compton, California. Put your hands together for the Ball Smack Top Soul. Word. A lot of love. Thank you, thank you. Thank you.
It's a philosophy
too kind,
right here.
Too kind.
Change is one of the few things in this world that remains the same. It's kind of like this game. This game. This game right here, it's eternal.
Eternal.
It's timeless.
Timeless.
So that means that the Ball Smack Topsoil only got so long to spit this game before I'm gone. And
gone.
Before I'm gone.
Gone.
I want you to know every time you bump this, I'm right there with you, nigga.
With ya.
Forever.
Ever.
Kissing babies and shaking hands, man. Doing what the fuck I gotta do out here to make it crack open. You are now experiencing the world famous, Boss Magnosis Live. Man, today is a beautiful day. I'm happy to be here doing this thing, man. I brought you a special guest. Cobra,
Cobra
Red is in
Cobra.
The house with the Boss Mac Topsoil co-hosting
AKA
and whatnot.
Boobs and Diamonds, baby.
Hey, you know how we get down. We always come with the bomb agenda for ya. We always come with the flavorful agenda. You know how we get down, niggas in the news. Read a listener emails. A restaurant of the week. A special show topic. And that's how we get down. Ball Smacknosis Live. Cobra Red.
What up?
How you doing, baby? You feeling all right?
Feeling real cool and relaxed right now.
Man, you know, we happy you could come down here and get down with us, man. If you don't know, Cobra Red is in the five-footers. Y'all remember the five-footers that was putting it down back in the day, huh? All right, now.
Yo, 10.
Let's do our thing. We gonna get right into some niggas in them. Oh, boy, I'm tripping. I forgot the sponsors. You know this show is sponsored by CH1Media.com, HipHopRuckus.com, and BallSmackStreetwear.com, where you can get the limited edition t-shirts. Come and get them from it. Fuck with us. You know you want to fuck with us. Real talk.
You know you want to do it. You
okay.
Go, Mac.
Niggas in the motherfucking news. Niggas in the motherfucking news. Our first nigga in the news, rest in peace, Gary Coleman. I know it been a minute since that shit happened, but I want to address that because that's critical to our youth. And when we came up, Gary Coleman, the saga of Gary Coleman, you know. You gotta show Gary Coleman love, and we all know the story of Gary Coleman. He came up, he was just a lovable little kid, and what he really was a little nigga with a kidney problem who couldn't really grow up. So what he was like a little midget, kinda. And as he grew up, and became an adult and never grew all the way up. I think he really had a problem with bitches. And all that crazy shit. And then his mom took all his money. His stepmom and them took all his paper. You know, I think it was a problem. But real talk, baby girl, like, seriously. If Gary Coleman would have got at you while he had all that paper, would you give him a shot?
The size.
The size of what?
The size of everything.
The size of everything. But we talking about Gary Coleman.
That's what I'm talking about. What size he was at that time frame.
I mean, you know.
No, real life. Because I could have been like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If we was like a cool size.
Okay. All right. Gary Coleman, rest in peace.
I love Gary Coleman.
All right, I'm going to go into another nigga in the news. Another nigga, rest in peace. Manute Bol, rest in peace. You know who Manute Bol is, baby girl?
You know. Can you please tell me? NBA. I don't know nothing about sports.
It's all good.
Let me tell you about sports.
The
sports is like sex. I don't
want to
watch it. I'd rather do it.
Okay, baby. We hear you talking. Okay. All right. Manute Bol, rest in peace.
That was Manute,
and that's real talk, though. Manute Bol, rest in peace. And you heard baby girl what she had to say. All right, another nigga in the news. Another nigga. LeBron James. I'm going to speak on LeBron James. And, you know, it's certified that Delonte West was fucking LeBron James' moms and disturbed his minds, but I wanted to ask you, baby girl.
Oh, Lord, I still don't know about that one.
You didn't know about that?
Well, I knew about it, but I didn't know how to hold. I was confused. There was so much going on.
Oh,
in that little, like, what happened? What really happened?
Yeah, he was fucking LeBron James' mama.
And that's his
That's
home
what
boy?
Happened. They that's play on the team together.
Wow. What's wrong with that?
Okay, so that's how you feel, right?
Mom said, what's wrong with it, though? Like, what is it, though? What's wrong with it?
Well, disturbed LeBron James mentally, and he fucked off the last two games in the series.
But was his mom happy?
Okay, see, that's irrelevant. LeBron no. wasn't happy.
If my homie started having sex with my mom, he's pushing the limit of getting kicked off the planet.
LeBron, you understand me? Niggas kill motherfuckers for that shit.
Yeah.
LeBron was disturbed and fucked off the playoffs, so it's okay with you, right? For LeBron mama to fuck that, huh?
No, look, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying, was the mom happy? Was his mom happy?
Yeah, she was happy.
Okay, so what's the problem? Let her live her life. So, man, think about your mama, though. The mama like him. So,
right there, see?
Let the mama be happy.
It was some sucker shit for him to let that disturb
him. I'm going to promote the Cougars around the world. I'm a Cougar promoter.
All right.
I would have to pray to God to kill somebody that's supposed to be my homie.
We got another nigga in the news. Vince Young in the news. Once again, Vince Young fighting at the strip club. Vince Young, I'm disappointed in your stupidity, homie. Come on now. You shouldn't even be going to the motherfucking strip club, man. I mean, dude, you can have bitches. I know what it is. You gotta just fall off in there, man. You just gotta fall off in there as Vince Young and shock the club, nigga. Stay at home, man. Have the bitches come to your house. Vince Young, man. All right. I'm gonna speak on some political shit right now, because there's some shit going on right now that a nigga really gotta talk about right now. And if you're not knowing, General Stanley McChrystal went off in Rolling Stone magazine and shitted on Obama and said he don't know what the fuck he doing in Afghanistan. Some unprecedented shit. This is some unprecedented shit for a motherfucker to shit on a president in a motherfucking pop magazine, in the same magazine that put that nigga on the map. The same magazine put Obama, just was like pumping Obama. This motherfucker going fuck Obama on that magazine. Keep your eye on this. This some wild shit right here. General Stanley McChrystal. Oh, and he like saying, fuck it, I don't give a fuck. I'm down to resign. I don't give a fuck about it. I just want to make sure the world know this motherfucker don't know what he doing. Now, how you feel about that? Cobra Red, do you really feel like Obama know what the fuck he doing? Just off the top feeling it.
You know what? This is an overwhelming experience. They gave it to a black man in a moment, in a time where everything was already fucked up to the max. So you got to try to fix it. It's, you know, you can't be mad and you can't be, you know, I'm not mad at Obama because guess what? Oh, how would I handle it? I can't. That's too much. That is too much.
Now,
I don't know.
Now,
for any person to deal with and try, you can't change everything at once. Things is already fucked up to the fucked up of fucktivity. Like for real, it's already there.
Okay, now
so
here go.
It take time, dude. Now, like I don't know.
Now here goes some real shit for everybody.
Okay.
Now this is what I always say. Now I'm happy for Obama to be right there, but in real life, how do you prepare for the job of being president? Now, personally, I don't understand how you could be a president and you ain't never killed nobody.
Wow.
It seems like you have to have killed some motherfuckers.
Wow.
To be a president.
Really? 'Cause
you have to kill motherfuckers.
But not physically.
You do have to kill motherfuckers.
Physically?
When you call shots, motherfuckers die.
Wow. That's what I'm saying. You don't got to physically, you don't have to physically do it. You can get people to do it for him.
But you have to have been in, like, the military, I think, mm-hmm. and involved yourself in killing.
Wow.
For you to have a respect for killing. It's just like gang banging. You don't see no niggas that ain't killed nobody sending no youngsters out to kill no niggas in the streets. The youngsters will not do it. They'll be like, nigga, you ain't never did shit.
Exactly.
Nigga, who are you? What, nigga? Nigga, we'll kill you, nigga.
That's what's up.
I mean, I'm just saying. So that's just my outlook on that right there. But it's fucked up that that general did that, and that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's continue on into one more nigga in the news. I gotta speak on this nigga. This is the I want to get this a dumb nigga in the news right
Uh-oh.
Here.
Not dumb.
Lindale White, running back, used to play running back for USC, used to play running back for Tennessee, was going to Seattle to play running back. Flunked the drug test and fucked off millions of dollars off top. I just wanted to send a shout out to your stupidity, man, because it's so offensive in these times that you would do something like that. Even though I love smoking weed more than you do, nigga. Don't leave the paper on the table. Don't leave the paper on the table. All right, y'all. It's showtime. We about to go into, I forgot. Restaurant of the week. I'm going to kick a local spot right now. This is a kind of recessionary spot. Motherfucker might be feeling this. Rock Bottom in downtown Long Beach. Rock Bottom. It's all right. You go up in there, man. They got the little blackened salmon in there. It's real nice. Go off in there. Take your bitch off in there with your man. Vibe with you off in there, man. Rock Bottom. What's up, baby girl? You got a spot you want to tell motherfuckers to go to? How you feel right now?
You know, I feel beachy because I'm in Long Beach, near the water, splashing on the rocks. I think I'll have a drink that is splashing on the rocks.
Okay. So you don't want to tell nobody where to go. You
get on the yacht. At this point, you need to be on the yacht.
Get on the yacht. All right, baby.
Go. Let's take it around the world in the yacht.
All right. Reader, listener, emails in this motherfucker. Reader, listener, emails. Our first reader, listener, email is coming from a nigga from Buffalo, New York. He writes to Ball Smack. He say, Ball Smack, I'm an avid reader of the blog and listener of the podcast show. I need some game. Here's my question. I have a bitch on the team that is beautiful and has been having my back. She's a quality bitch. I really want to keep her. But I have been trying to work a new bitch in the rotation. And recently I had the new bitch at the tilt to watch one of these finals games with me. Nothing happened. We just watched the game, conversated. Next thing you know, my other bitch starts blowing up my phone. So I didn't answer that shit. When the game was over, I walked the new bitch out to the car. And when she left, my other bitch rolled up on me. She had been parked down the street. She got all upset. She told me to lose her number. And then the next day, she called me and I tried to plead my case. She said, lose my number, and she just mad. What should I do, boss, Mac? How should I handle that? I hope y'all understood that right there. That's a very serious issue facing live motherfuckers, man. You be with a broad, and then the next thing you know, you find yourself in a high-pressure situation like that. First of all, what you gotta know is when she started blowing up your phone and you didn't answer, she already knew you was with another bitch. So you intensified it by failing to answer the fucking phone.
Exactly.
The new bitch, it doesn't matter with her because you have nothing established with her. Or you could excuse yourself to another room and still took the phone call.
Exactly.
But you was nervous because you knew it was your bitch. And your bitch spiritually tapped into, you're not answering this phone, so you were the bitch. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, with me, it was a violation when the bitch came to the house without getting authorization. By being stalking, post up down the street, that's a violation.
Yeah.
However, you let her clown you, which is another sign of weakness. When she popped up, you should have instantly been like, what the fuck is you doing rolling up on my house without calling? That's what you should have said right
exactly.
Then at that moment.
Exactly.
And then she would have been stunned and realized that she fucked up and then started pleading her case. Then she might have tried to blend in the, who was that other bitch? Then you would have been there reminded, like, what the fuck you mean, what was that other bitch?
Exactly.
Why are you popping up at my motherfucking house?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can fuck with you no more. And you
exactly.
Put that bitch on punishment right then.
Suspension with no pay.
But see, you let her punk you right there. And you was nervous and scared. And you tried to plead your case. You probably told her about the new bitch when you didn't have to tell her shit about the new bitch.
Wow.
Oh. And when she called you the next day, that's a sign that she's going to continue to want to fuck with you, man. She gonna continue to wanna fuck with you. All you gotta do is relax. She gonna wanna fuck with you, but you kinda lost some respect points with the bitch, if you can understand my concept. She gonna stay with you, but you lost a little bit of respect points by the way you handled that. You feel me? I hope that helped you out. But I think you gonna end up keeping your bitch. But if it was me, she would be on punishment like a motherfucker for a minute. About that, baby. It is what it is, baby.
You gotta respect the game, man. Y'all know what you're getting in yourself into.
Gotta know what you're
getting yourself
into. You
know what I mean? And you know, you take it from there. I don't let nobody control my actions. If they find me in an unpredictable situation, then oh well. But we had to understand it. You know, respect and understand it.
I feel you, baby. You're so beautiful. That's a beautiful way to put that.
You're so stupid.
Yeah. This other email. Now, you gonna trip off of this one. Follow me on this one right here. Let me see if I can catch this right here now. A nigga from Detroit writes the Ball Smack Topsoil. He say Ball Smack. You know I've been fucking with you for a cool minute. I love the good game that's being released recently. I've been finding myself spending time with a seasoned hoe.
Uh-oh.
Whose motto is, real niggas fuck without condoms.
Oh, that is not the
she
best.
She says she fucks everyone without a condom.
Someone needs to get tested.
And I have watched her do her thing, and she's funny as fuck. She has bomb-ass stories. I like hanging out with her.
But she did not get tested.
I have never fucked her, and I don't want to. And I never tricked on her. But my question is this. Do you think it's cool to kick it with this bitch, or should I be more careful?
The condom could break your mind.
Okay. First of all, I would like to say that I think you really want to fuck that bitch. You know you want to fuck that bitch, nigga. That's why you're all around the bitch. Because you know you want to fuck that bitch. Now listen, it's all good. I understand it. But when you're kicking with a bitch like that, you gotta be real careful. When you're kicking it with a bitch to be manipulating and manipulating niggas and moving around fast like that and fucking various niggas, that means it's gonna be some various crazy niggas in her atmosphere. And sooner or later, as you've been in corners with this bitch, you're gonna come in contact with some real shit that you might not be expecting. You don't know what this bitch did to somebody. You know,
exactly.
Bitch could have done anything, telling you anything. Next thing you know, nigga aiming a pistol at you or some crazy shit. You don't even know what happened. I'm just saying, especially if this bitch is telling you she's hoeing.
But guess what? The diseases, dog.
Hey, man.
The condom could bust. I'm just saying. It happens. It has happened. Come on now.
You know, pussy is just like cocaine raw to a lot of niggas out there that can't fight it. It's just right there. A nigga roll a dice, man.
7-Eleven.
No, crap, baby. Shit. What is it? Crap? Yeah, 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. 7-Eleven, my nigga.
All right. Now, I got another email. A white dude from Australia writes a Ball Smack stop. So he say, Ball Smack, you know I been a listener for the show, and I've been out here telling people to bump your show. I hope you took my criticism of some of your new videos like a player. Here's my question. I have a bitch that is claiming she's pregnant. However, she won't let me see her. She won't let me bring a test over there. There's no way I can verify this, and you know the bitch is basically avoiding me. What can I do about this?
That is so simple.
Now, basically, that's basic bitch fuck with your mind 101 right there, man. Bitch fuck with your mind 101. Another one is her calling you up telling you, hey, I have chlamydia.
Oh, wowzers.
You know, that's another bitch fuck with your mind 101. So I'm just saying, man, a lot of times, you know, you gotta be ready for these mind games. You gotta have mental endurance when you're fucking with bitches, homie. That's don't you know? It's ups and downs, man. You got, especially if you're dealing with a lot of bitches and each one of them present you with various scenarios of mental manipulation, because bitches are people too. And when I say that, I mean, I want you to think of a person with a mind equal to yours. So just multiply you versus three bitches. That's a lot of stamina you gotta have mentally. Gotta have stamina.
Gotta be in shape.
You gotta be ready. Niggas ain't knowing. I be telling niggas. Nigga be like, I wanna have five bitches. I be like, no, you don't.
Okay.
No, you don't. You don't.
Because it's a lot of mental shit you gotta go through. It's a lot of mental games too. You like, you gotta be up.
You don't wanna deal with five bitches mentally battling you like this. Just imagine five of them saying, I'm pregnant, but you can't see me.
Damn.
And you just be like, what the fuck? 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 Five times.
Like, that is so funny. Oh my god, that's so funny.
Real shit, man. So,
he said, what the fuck? That is real life scenarios. Real life.
Okay.
It can happen.
A bitch from Tennessee likes the ball smack. A bitch from Memphis, Tennessee. She say ball smack. Me and my girls, we be bumping your show. We love you, nigga.
Uh-oh.
You make us laugh at work. Anyway, here's my question. I kind of already know where I want to go with this, but I want to run this past you. I had a little get-together the other night at my house. A few homegirls and a few niggas, you know, barbecue, drinks, etc. I was in my kitchen with a few of my closest bitches and my man, who doesn't live with me, my man had finished his drink and one of my bitches asked him, would you like another drink? You like Belvedere and Cranberry, right? This nigga smiles at this bitch and she fixes his drink all fast and gives it to him. And I didn't trip at the moment it happened, but because I was kind of faded. But after it was over, I was kind of puzzled, and I'm ready to go check this bitch behind this. How do you feel about this, boss man? See that shit right there? I hope y'all niggas felt that. See, yeah, I think your homegirl was out of pocket for fixing your niggas' drink. But at the same time, you should have been a real bitch and should have been anticipating your nigga needing a drink instead of being one of them shitty bitches that don't like to fix your nigga a drink when you see the nigga need a drink. So you let another bitch show you up and now you want to be mad.
That's a good point.
I would have been a happy, matter of fact, I would have been like, I would have pointed that shit out. As soon as she finished making me a drink, I would have been like, see, now why couldn't your motherfucking ass make me a drink?
Wow.
And clown your ass right then. And then we wouldn't have no misunderstandings about, oh, is this bitch trying to get at my nigga and whatever. See,
That wouldn't even happen, huh?
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. Like, you know, bitches need to look out for they niggas if they don't want no other bitches to take they niggas. I'm just saying. Okay, let me go on this other email, man. Let me go on this other one. I got a nigga from Philly. A college student. A student at Penn State University writes the ball smack top soy say ball smack. I need some insight on some game. Niggas is trying to shit on my character. Feel me on this. I went to a party my people was inviting me to. It was a bomb party at first. They introduced me to a cool looking bitch. Me and the bitch started vibing. We conversated most of the night. I thought the bitch was cool until I found out she was a meth head.
Oh, wow.
And you know, I just couldn't fuck with her after that.
That was a setup.
Now, niggas was mad at me. They was like, nigga, what you mean? They was mad at me because I wouldn't fuck the bitch.
Wow. Why would they be mad?
Now, ball smack. Am I wrong for not fucking this bitch? They trying to say I'm not down. I'm not in the mix, nigga.
I don't think he's wrong.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Cover Red right there with you, man. Dog, don't let the thirstiness of the next nigga contaminate your morals and values, homie. Stick to the code. Don't do the dumb shit.
Exactly.
Don't be like these other niggas is tricks.
Exactly.
Don't be super thirsty. What the fuck kind of, man? You know what? It's hard. See, a real Mac man principalities. It's hard for motherfuckers, man, because it's a weenie nation out there. It's a whole lot of niggas out there that just do whatever they can do for some pussy. Don't be one of them.
Don't be
it. I love you, nigga. Don't go against the game. Cobra Red said so, too. All right, y'all. last reader listener email. We got a nigga from Stockton, California. He wants to know, what's the best move to make when coming to autonomy? What's the best move to make? Is it best to get a car first or to get your own tilt? When it comes to getting a car, I mean like a good car, like a car that's like tight, like something bomb, like a
roof over your head,
something real nice on rims.
You need a roof over your head first.
You're hearing it right there, baby.
You do, because you need that space. You need a roof over your head so you can think and make moves. You get a car, that's nothing. If you gotta catch the bus and the train for a second, so be it.
But
you
see,
you can get your money and you get the car next. That's what it is.
Now see, that's,
if you got game, you'll have a girl drive you around, right?
Okay, I feel you right there.
You get other drive you around.
But see, he say he feel from a certain perspective, he's been peeping game. He say he been peeping game. That niggas with nice cars, you know, is pulling females quick.
I'm pretty sure, but where they gonna fuck at? I mean, hope he got money for the hotel room, because that's the next step. If he does not have a place, he gotta have a dope ass hotel room, ladies, on the strength. What? The Best Western? You better take me to the Hilton, my nigga.
I feel you.
Like, you better take me to the W. Oh, you got your own spot? Let's go to the W. Or we can go by the beach.
I think it's best to have your own tilt first, man. You have your own tilt first. You can think, meditate, make moves, and then you can get you up on your whip. There it is there. We're going to get into these show topics. Now, I'm saying topics because what it is a list. Okay, so it's going to go like this. Five things you really don't want a bitch to see you do. You ready for that? Five things you really don't want a bitch to see you do. Or be. You ready? Number one. You don't want a bitch to see you scared. In no type of way. Even if the devil bust out of your living room floor, you need to be like, you expected that shit to happen. And go toe-to-toe with the devil, even though you know it's over for your ass. I mean, I'm just saying, it's a foundation of fearlessness, even though you're fearing. you know what I'm saying? All right. One more. Number two, you can never fail to show leadership in times of adversity and look bewildered and shit. You know, kind of like how LeBron James was looking in them last couple of games against the Celtics. You have to be a confident motherfucker in the face of adversity, especially in the face of adversity, because everybody look like they got shit under control when shit is cool, you know what I'm saying? But especially in times of adversity, I mean, you must always show a confident face. You understand me? You never want to fail to show leadership in times of adversity. All right, number three. Now, this is a funny kind of one, and I know my people's right here ain't gonna agree with me, but you never want a bitch to see you cry. You feel me? Unless it's your mama died, or one of the homie, close homie got murdered, a tragedy. You don't want to never let a bitch see you crying. One of the homies was crying because this bitch cussed him out the other motherfucking day. I was like, nigga, are you fucking serious? And this is I thought this nigga was a real, I thought this was a concrete nigga. stunned. I was like, nigga, you fuck. Oh, is she a rat, dog? I couldn't believe it. Anyway, not that I got anything against rats, man. I'm just saying. All right. Number four. You don't want a bitch to see you having no weaknesses. Now, that's a broad term right there. See, that includes being addicted to real drugs. That's a weakness. Like crack, heroin, methamphetamine. You know, them is weaknesses. Ecstasy. You know, hey, too much alcohol. Too much of any goddamn thing. You don't want to be a motherfucking addict to nothing. You can't be weak. That's a weakness. Addicted to drugs is a weakness. Gambling is a weakness. You don't want a bitch to see that you got a fucking gambling problem, man. A bitch ain't gonna never trust you to do shit. You can't be trusted with none of you fucking idiot. Addicted to pussy is a fucking weakness. You understand me? If you out there tricking on bitches, tricking off unnecessary amounts of money on pussy and prostitutes and tricking on bitches that you're trying to fuck, pussy is, you know, a weakness. Doing thirsty, dangerous shit. You know what I mean? Thirsty, dangerous shit. You know what's some thirsty, dangerous shit? Shit like Ben Roethlisberger, what he did with that little white bitch in the bathroom. Tackle a big ass nigga, gonna tackle a white bitch in the bathroom for some pussy. Weaknesses. I'm just saying. All right. Now, number five. You don't want a bitch to see you out there without a fucking game plan or fucking goals in life, man. You know, a lot of niggas don't know what the fuck they gonna do. A lot of niggas be like, a bitch ass nigga, what are you gonna do, nigga? 5 years, what you gonna be? Nigga be like, question mark? PS3, nigga? Shit, I don't know, in the hood, nigga? Niggas gotta have a goal, a plan. You know what I mean? Never let a bitch catch you without a goal or a plan. Nigga, if you ain't got a goal or a plan, nigga, make up a fucking goal or a plan. Nigga, be ready for that motherfucking question from a real bitch, man. You know what I'm saying? What's your plan, nigga? A bitch gonna ask you that. All right. This is a bonus one. And this is a most important, very simplistic thing. That you don't want your bitch to see you as. You don't want your bitch to see you as a lazy motherfucker. Be working harder than the bitch. You know what I'm saying? Not saying be a slave to the bitch, but be like an industrious, hard working ass, active motherfucker, man. Don't be the motherfucker sitting on the couch playing Nintendo Wii all day waiting for your bitch to get off work so you can borrow a motherfucking $20 from her so you get your motherfucking dub and some motherfucking kush, nigga. You understand me? Be a industrious motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Real spit. And these are timeless things. I hope they benefit y'all. I hope y'all feel that. Now, I gotta go into some upcoming events and whatnot I got coming up, some different things. You know, once again, we gonna be at the Dakota Lounge in Santa Monica on June 27th. I believe that's a Sunday night. It's gonna be real flavorful. BET, I think it's BET Music Award Weekend, so it's gonna be a lot of motherfuckers up there. Ball Smack, Topsoil hosting. It's gonna be some motherfuckers performing. RK Entertainment. It's gonna be real flavorful. Come out for that. Also, damn, I forgot what's. I had some other shit I was trying to remember what I had to do. man. Boy, that's, I been tell you, man, too much kush this week, man. Nigga, let me hit some shit called green crack. I was damn near scared to hit that shit right there just because of the name. You know, the name association just negative. You know what I mean? But anyway, I guess that's about it. Oh yeah, I forgot. Damn. Getting all loud and shit. We offering some new services. They gonna go up within a couple of days. Be checking at the store. Counseling services from the ball smack top soil. Hey, we gonna give you on the phone counseling. You can call in with your problem, and I give you high quality game, man. My game is good. I know I can tell a motherfucker everything they need to do with dealing with a bitch. I promise you, man. I know, I'm telling you, man. I just got some crazy bitches I be fucking with, but I'm gonna tell you, man, I can tell you what you need to know. So fuck with us on the counseling services. Go to the store, you'll see the link there at the store. Up at Ball Smack Streetway. You feel me? Man, a nigga feel like he forgets. Oh shit, I wanted to reach out and take a few calls from motherfuckers, man. You know motherfuckers been feeling that little segment. So before we get up out of here, I'm gonna take some calls from some motherfuckers right now, and we gonna go to them live. Alright, live on the phones right now with the Ball Smack Topsoil. I got D Nice out the 601 Mississippi. What's up with you people?
Oh, just chilling. I was just clocking out from the job, bro. Taking it all in, man. Just decided to give you a call and hit you up, man.
Oh, man, that's a good look right there, man. We appreciate that, man. You got anything on your mind, anything you want to say, what you want to say?
Oh, man, just call and chop it up with you, brother. I've been following you for a minute now, man. You be on some interesting shit, bro. So I just decided to, you know, just link up with you, man, and let you know I really appreciate what you're doing. And you got a nice little blog going on.
I appreciate that, man. What's the vibe out there where you at, like, right now? What is it like out there on them streets and whatnot?
Man, it's hot as hell out here for number one, man. It's scorching. man, you know, basically, you know, we on the down out here, man. You know, a lot of people got a lot of wrong misconceptions about Mississippi, man. They look at that stuff they see on TV in the heat of the night and think we still riding wagons or whatnot down here, man. We getting it just like everywhere else.
Oh, I know they real out there. How the females looking, man? How the bitches looking out there?
Man, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. These some tired ass hoes out here, man. We got some fine bitches, man. I'm trying to link up and get out there in LA somewhere, man. With some of those bitches, man.
Hey, man, well, you definitely need to put some paper together. Come on out here, man, visit, man. You come out here, man, I definitely drink with you, man. Show you where to go, what to see, what to do, man. You know, it's all love, man. I appreciate you calling in to the show, though, people.
Man, no doubt. I'm definitely going to link up with your brother when I touch down out there, man. I'm trying to get some of that good Cali bud, man.
Hey, and I'll show you right where to go.
For sure. I'm
gonna
definitely be back in touch with you too, Boss Mac, man. It's good linking up with you, brother.
Alright, thanks, people. You stay up, D Nice, out to 601.
Appreciate it.
Alright. Live on the line, we got Cecil calling from LA. What's up with you, Cecil?
Hey, what's up, Boss Mac? Just calling in to check in with you. You know, you are a diehard Lakers, Celtics fan, you know. Brother like me from LA, just checking in with you and giving my shout out to my crew, the 186th Medical Group, Army. Hey, what's up, my brother? How you doing, man?
I hear you calling in, touching me about the Lakers victory, man. Everybody know I'm hating on the Lakers, man. I maintain my hate on the Lakers, man. But I congratulate the Lakers and the Black Mamba for doing what they had to do. What's up with you, Cecil? I acknowledge it.
Hey. I'm grateful for that, man. But, brother, keep on doing what you're doing, man. I like your show. You know, you be spitting some
true vibes, you know, I'd be watching that Zodiac thing you'd be putting on, and that, what you call it, that thou shalt not, and for all the chicks that you don't like, man, I like it, man, just keep on doing what you're doing, bro.
That's a good look, Caesar. I appreciate you calling in, man. I noticed your accent right there, man. What's that accent right there, man?
Hey, man, I'm a man of the world, man. Wherever you want to place me, that's where I'm from, man.
All right, Big Caesar. Well, I appreciate it, man.
All right, my brother. You take care. Have a great show, man.
All right. Okay, live on the line, we got a beautiful sounding woman from Los Angeles, Adama.
Yes, it is.
How you doing, baby?
So how are you? I just wanted to call in. You know, I'm a happy bitch.
You a happy bitch?
Yes.
Oh, I love happy bitches, and that's why I posted that. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean that from the depths of my heart. So how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. You know, it's beautiful in Los Angeles. You know, home of the Lakers. We whooped the Celtics last week. I'm still happy from that.
No, I'm a hater too, but it's all good. I ain't tripping though. You know, I'm rejoicing for the Lake Show. You know,
that's right. That's
right. Yeah.
Well, I definitely love your Facebook statuses. They're really, really awesome. I love the, you know, Scorpio stuff and Leo stuff. I love that. You're a very funny guy, actually.
I appreciate that, baby.
It's real. You can tell us when you're taking a shit. Was it good shit or a bad shit? Usually a good shit, so that's good.
That's because I be jogging all the time, so I, you know, I always have a good one.
Yeah, and your obsession with fat burgers.
Yeah, baby, turkey ones, though.
So real. Yeah. So real. Yeah. Make my day.
I appreciate you looking at my statuses, you know, because I know you got a whole lot of friends and you take time out to look at my outfit.
Well, of course, why not? You got personality.
It's beautiful.
You know, you're always live. I like that.
All right, baby.
So, yeah, I just wanted to call in and, you know, support the
Boston Max.
You know, I represent all the happy bitches out there.
That's right, baby. Keep it happy. Keep it happy.
Yeah.
All right, now.
All righty. Well, talk to you soon, hopefully.
All right, baby. I'm going to hit you up.
All righty. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, live on Ball Smacknosis Live. I got my peoples from Gary, Indiana. Kenny?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up with your peoples? I'm glad you called in to holler at the Ball Smack, man. What's up with you?
Yeah, I got a question about, like, the club, man. Like, recently I went to the club, like, last weekend. And, like, you know, I was with one of the homies, and he was all some, like low-key, like, competition type shit. Like, it was a competition between me and him. And, like, after the club, like, I pulled a couple of numbers, and he was all some, like, nigga, your girl, you know, your female didn't look as good as my female. And I just wondered, you know, what's your input on niggas who always try to compete, you know, with people, when in reality they really can't?
Well, you know, man, whenever it's bitches around, it's always going to be jealousy created, man. That's like just a natural type of thing. Sometimes I think competition is good because, you know, it stimulates niggas when they go to the club. I mean, you get out there and put in work, won't be bullshitting or whatnot, but if you's the type of nigga that don't need no stimulation like that, then sometimes it's cool to roll solo to the club and holler at bitches on your own and for other niggas not to even see you holler at bitches. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes the homies just, you know, it's hate is a natural thing, man. It ain't nothing you could do about it. Nigga could really love you and shit, too. He could really be cool peoples. He really your friend, but When it's bitches around, man, niggas change, man. That's always keep your eye on that shit right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So just all I can say is just keep doing what you're doing. If the shit don't get out of hand, fuck it. But if it start irritating you, then you might want to just...
Yeah, because, like, we almost got into, like, a low-key fight. Like, you almost had to throw hands. Like, that's how intense it was.
Oh, okay. Well, then you don't need to fuck with old boy no more.
Real talk. Like, don't even.
You're looking on the input.
Yeah, don't fuck with old boy no more, man. You know. Yeah. All right, I appreciate you calling in, man.
All right, then.
All right, people. Okay, live on the line with the Ball Smack Topsoil. I got Amita and Crystal calling from Long Beach.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's poppin'? What's up with y'all?
Nothing. We just laying here. We're on Facebook, and now we're calling.
You were calling? Okay. Now, y'all know y'all on the radio show, right?
Yes, sir. I understand that.
Okay. You got a question? Anything you want to say?
So, like, what exactly do you do?
Well, this is a radio show. This is like a talk radio show right here.
So, like, if you like to ask somebody out, what would you do on a first date?
What? What would I do?
Like, what would you do on a first date?
What would I do?
Yes, sir.
I really don't know what I would do. What would you do?
I would be on Keeping Still.
I hope you would. That's what you're supposed to do, right? What else would you do, though?
Excuse me?
What else would you do?
I don't know.
Would you pay for the date?
I wouldn't pay.
Why would you pay? Come on now. What about women's lib and shit?
Excuse me?
What about women's lib? You know how women is bringing more to the table these days. You wouldn't pay for the first date?
I wouldn't pay for the first date.
Okay. Would you pay for the second date?
No.
What about the third date?
I would probably pay for, like, the 15th date.
Oh, that's some bullshit right there. You know. What was you going to bring to the table to make it more pleasant?
I would bring my cuteness.
That's it?
Yeah.
Cuteness and pussy. That's it?
Of course.
Oh, man, you're not going to bring no culinary skills, no nothing, no help, no nothing. You just yourself and nothing else. Hold up. Okay, hold up. Let me get this other call right here. All right, once again, live on the line, we got Reggie from Savannah, Georgia, by way of Atlanta. What's up with you, people?
What's good, Boss Mac, man? I just wanted to figure out, like, you know, I'm down here, you know, in Savannah, man, and, like, a lot of these hoes, like, my bad, I don't mean to be disrespectful, I just, you know, I'm just talking, but, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these hoes want to goddamn, make the niggas, you know, go do hoops and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? For real, like, they think a nigga be after the pussy and shit, a nigga just be really trying to, you know what I'm saying? Be with the young, you know what I mean?
Well, man, I mean, it can't be like that with all the bitches that you try to holler at, man. That has to, I mean, you know, it's really putting in the work out there, hollering at a lot of bitches. You get the same response from everyone.
Nah, I'm talking about the bad ones, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's some cool ones out here, man. I'm talking about the ones I'm really trying to pursue, it seems like that.
Well, you know, man, it is what it is when motherfuckers is in demand and they know that, you know, there is no competition, they're going to be, you know, demanding that you bring a lot more to the table. I mean, you got all your everything working for you. You got your vehicle, you got everything, you got all your pieces together the way you can holler at a bitch properly.
Yeah, I mean, I got my pieces together. It's like, but I'm saying, like, where's the line that's drawn to, like, if you do too much for a bitch, it'll be considered tricking. As you know what I'm saying, compared to you just, you know, you still appearing on some acting shit at the same time.
Well, I always believe you able to present yourself in a real clever manner just by being willing to just at least take a bitch out to dinner or something. On the introduction, you know, just on a get to know type of thing, because you enjoy nice places, right? You enjoy going to have nice dinner, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, so you gotta view that as the bitch is coming with you to do something that you would be doing for yourself anyway. It's like the bitch is come along with me because this is how I kick it when I kick it. You know what I mean? Now, I'm not trying to say just go all out for a bitch and break yourself, spend $100 on dinner and all that old shit. But I'm just saying, just do it how you would like to be. Do it on an introductory level. You know what I'm saying? And just make sure that the conversation is flow. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, do things where y'all can keep it in conversation flow, like going to get some coffee or something. Not coffee, but espresso, because I fuck with espresso and shit like that. I always say pink berries and shit, man. I be like, all my shit be low budget shit, conversation stimulate type of places. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and if you can't build off of that vibration right there of conversation and just vibing, kicking it, then it ain't gonna be nothing that was to be built anywhere. If the bitch was expecting you to be breaking bread heavily on expensive dinners and shit like that, then you was gonna be doomed anyway. You feel me? But during the introduction, it's all gravy because you just trying to feel each other out. You feel me?
Right on.
So I hope I didn't
overdo it. The thing I wanted to say was I felt you on the shit, on the Facebook shit. I had comments on that shit too about how, you know what I'm saying, black woman be trying to disrespect the nigga in 2 minutes, what dude was saying. And then you had said it was like, you know, African-American bitches go through that because of slavery.
Oh, yeah. Well, that go back to the whole, I think.
Torture and rape shit.
Huh?
Like how they torture the racists and shit. And
yeah, well,
shit like that.
I think, you know, the whole climate of slavery precipitated environment for niggas to be able to deal with bitches the way that they do now. See, bitches is gonna disrespect you on a high level off top because you're gonna have to prove yourself out here because of that. Because niggas have been, you know, I could talk about that shit for like hours, but it's a whole that's a whole psychological type of thing, and I think black women just look at niggas as weak off top, and you gotta prove yourself first. So if you can't prove yourself through really checking a bitch, you know, and being your own man, then you weak to them. So it's a every bitch is gonna do that. I mean that's. But yeah, I appreciate you calling in and whatnot, man. Just keep hollering at them bitches, man. I mean, if you keep hollering and you keep conversating, you know, just don't spend no money. Just don't break yourself, man. I mean, like I said, introductory stuff and all of that is cool, man. But don't be like, you know, we doing it big every weekend just to keep a bitch happy, man. That's tricking. Feel me?
Yeah, okay. Most definitely. I appreciate the game, big dog.
All right, peoples. I appreciate you calling back in like that.
Oh, no problem. All
right.
How about life with you guys going on?
Okay. Live on the line with the Boss Mac Top Soil. I got Star from Compton, California. What's up with you, Star?
Hey, what's going on out there?
Hey, what's up with you, man? I appreciate you calling in to fuck with me tonight. What you got
anytime.
On your what you got on your mind? What you want to say today?
I'm just calling to get some shout outs out to my boy DMC. Keep doing what you're doing, representing Boss Mac.
I appreciate it, man.
Live here in Compton, representing 110.
Well, I appreciate that, baby girl. You having a good day today? Everything good?
I'm having a great day. How's your day?
Hey, man, I'm trying to stay up and happy and shit, you know. As long as I got this kush right here, everything is great, you know.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling in and whatnot, you know. This is going to be on there, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, baby. All right,
bye.
All right. All right. Live on the line, we got Jay Clark out of Decatur. What's up with you, people?
Man, I'm just chilling out here, man. Just want to show you some love, man.
Hey, I appreciate you calling in, man. I appreciate you taking time out to do that. Hey, you know, how is it out there? Where you living at? How is them streets and whatnot?
Man, it's stupendous out here, man. You know, matter of fact, I just got off of
off of a date with a young lady showing me much oblation. You know, thanks to your game and good guidance, you know.
I appreciate that, man. I'm glad you're able to take whatever I put out there and use it to your benefit, man. You know, because it's really you doing it. You know what I mean? Man.
Yes, sir, man. And like I said, once again, I just want to just tell you, man, I appreciate all you're doing for all the players out here, man.
Hey, I appreciate you reaching out and letting me know. So, I know that it's getting out there, man, because, you know, ain't no way I can tell unless you call in and let a nigga know, and I appreciate that you did that, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir, man, you know, I won't keep it too long, man, but I just want to say one more thing, man, before I get off this line, man, you need to go ahead and let everybody know, man, no oblation, no, that needs to be a commandment, you know what I'm saying? No penetration without oblation. I try to tell these young boys that, man, they ain't listening, though, yeah. You know?
It's oblation before penetration. And I appreciate that you peeped that, though, man. I appreciate that. All right, well, stay up out there.
Nigga. All right, man, you take it easy, boss, Mac.
I love my motherfucking job. I'm telling y'all, man, I love doing this shit. Boss Macnosis Live, man, check me out. I'm going to be at the Dakota Lounge hosting Project Live. It's going to be popping on Sunday on the 27th, man. It's going to be flavorful. Come out, kick it with a nigga. It's right after the BET Music Awards, so it's going to be a lot of bitches. It's going to be flavorful. Come out. Yeah, man. Shout out to my girl, Cobra Red. I love you, baby. Thanks for coming down, sitting in with the Ball Smack Topsoil. She probably going to be coming back every now and then, fucking with me on the show. You know she's real flavorful. Add a nigga on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter, Ball Smack Topsoil on Twitter. And be a fan of Ball Smack Streetwear. Yeah.